Hi, everybody. This is Tracy, and it's Tip Tuesday. Today, we are going to talk about ghosting. So, I used to call it darkness with my last narcissist because he would just disappear for certain periods of time, no particular time that I could expect it. It was always unexpected, if you would, but it would just disappear. And specifically when you... They might get you like involved in a certain drama and then disappear off the face of the earth. And you're sitting there now worried and you're almost obsessing about their problem that they tried to tell you about. And they hooked you into this drama, this story, but then they disappear. And my siblings have done this to me my whole life. I'm so used to it that it became, well, you know, that's kind of what people do, I guess, but it's not true. Ghosting is a very destructive kind of thing because it leaves the victim wondering, what did they do? We don't take it on that they're doing this as manipulation. We don't take it on that they are doing this to trick us or to kind of mess with us, or in my case, to have an affair with someone else while they were ghosting you. We take it upon ourselves that we've done something wrong. We turn this negative into our own hearts, that something we did must have upset them, and we ride that wave of shame, if you would, that you don't even know what they've done. Where did they go? It could be after something really big happened, and then they just go away. So you might have had a really great weekend away, and then they just don't call. That's ghosting. Ghosting is when they aren't responsive. So some people don't talk to someone for a week or so, but if your pattern is that you talk to them every single day, and then without any explanation, they just disappear off the radar. That's ghosting. That means that they are trying to hide things from you and keep you at bay, test you too. They're testing you to see how would you react with this. Because, you know, if you don't get upset with them, guess what? You have just educated them on what you will take and what you won't take. And when a narcissist tests you, it's setting a boundary and it's defining that this was okay with you if you would. They disappeared for 5 days and you took them back. They disappeared for a week or a month and they finally called and you said, sure, come on over, let's have sex. If you're doing that, you're being used. They are using you and they're testing it. They're pushing that mark farther and farther along. It might just be a two-day darkness period, a blackout, if you would, when they ghost you at first. And as time goes on, they push that mark because they've gotten you used to that. You've gotten accustomed to the fact that, yeah, there might be 3 or 4 days or I don't hear from him. No big deal, right? Life goes on. That's how our relationship is. He's so busy. She does this. She's got a lot going on. And you take that as the new law, the new rule. But it's really training. If you expect, and if your relationship is one that you are literally talking to them every single day, texting, communicating, every day they say goodnight to you, even if you're not with them, and then suddenly they disappear, you had better set yourself up to talk to them about this and set the expectations. What do you expect? Hey, I thought we were talking every single day. It made me feel good, and this is what I need. Or if we're not going to, I need to understand that, and then you make a decision. If you don't set your boundaries, they will set them for you, and they will lower the bar until you've got no control whatsoever. And you're sitting there for a month wondering where they are. This is dangerous territory. Ghosting is a very, very bad thing that if we don't control it when they first start to pull this trick, then we will be the ones that are sorry later. It's our control. And if we Just give them that inch. Trust me, they will take way more than a mile in the end. So ghosting is a tactic that narcissists use to abuse us and to test us and to set their second or third life up so that they can be off with the next girlfriend, off with the next boyfriend, and, you know, sort of keep you on the leash. That's what they're doing. They're keeping you on the leash, almost shelving you. I like that expression. They're shelving you for when they need you later, when the other supply isn't taking them on a vacation, or, you know, they've done what they needed to do with the other supply, and they'll come back to you now. You deserve so much more than that. Please understand that ghosting is a tactic, and you can't, like, let them get away with that anymore. This is Tracy. That's all I've got. Please visit my website, narcissistabusesupport.com. On there, we've got all kinds of workshops and handouts and information that you could read, a great blog. And if you're interested in writing a blog, please let me know, because I am always accepting new people to contribute. So that's all I've got. Thank you so much.